up?
Yo, it's us again, Holocult.
We're back in the building.
Which means it's Wednesday. Hump day, if you will.
It is Wednesday.
And we are halfway through the week. The worst half is over. All downhill from here.
You say that, but it's always still long.
Yeah, that's true. And there's always a next week.
Isn't that the truth?
That is the truth.
It's true. It's the perks of working outside.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. We're happy you're here. We're happy to be here. Excited for another fun-filled hour and then some with you all here in the chat and everybody watching and not chatting that should be chatting. What do we got going on, Kyle?
Not a lot. I don't want to give out, and this is more business related, but homie from Texas, Billy, if you hear this, respond to my email. I need to clarify some things so I can send your product to you.
Sounds very extracurricular activity kind of deal.
It's on the up and up.
On the up and up.
It is. We don't do anything illegal.
Oh. Nothing that the CIA needs to know about.
Well, they already know everything.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no getting around that.
Bigfoot works for the CIA.
Jesus.
Damn.
Jeebus. Old Brother John coming in hot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Starting the night off properly.
With a bang. We haven't heard from our old friend, Agent John Smith. Egress or the Collins Elite. So that was probably a dud. I guess he's waiting for us to go to Mississippi or something, which that's stupid.
Well, he probably got embarrassed by the onslaught that has taken place.
I don't know. You know where to find me? Come get it.
Or they were 100% legit and they're like, these guys are so dumb that
also
we're done dealing with them.
There's about a 70-30 chance that's 100% what's happening.
Yeah,
70% chance that it's 100% chance of what's happening.
Yeah, I wouldn't see how that isn't right at all.
No.
Any weird things in the news of late?
I did hear a couple of interesting things that we should probably talk about.
Okay, right? Let's go.
First off, I can't remember who said it or what interview I watched, because that's how good I am at being a passer on of information.
Okay.
A pseudo journalist, if you will. So I don't know who to give credit to this thought. But anyway, they were talking about disclosure, right? And what disclosure means and why they're dragging their feet and all of that. The point, this guy had some interactions with some big names in the UFO world, right? And he said, disclosure is not going to be what we think disclosure is going to be. Like that they're going to come out and they're going to say, hey, these are aliens from another planet. Because if you think about it, them not disclosing that to us out of fear of how the public would react is kind of non-existent at this point. Like, they told us UFOs are real and there wasn't a big outcry. There wasn't a whole big revolution in thinking or anything. We just kind of were like, yeah, that tracks.
Right.
But what this guy is pushing, what he's hearing through the grapevine of all these names that have the in and in on whatever these entities are, he's saying that it's way beyond them being aliens. He says the running theory right now is that they are future humans with time travel ability. He says, if you look at the timeline, when did they start showing up heavy? After we started detonating nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they are coming back to warn us, hey, the path you're on is not going to be good, because we've been there. And it does not end well. Which also leads credence to them, the ships and whatnot being sighted around nuclear bases, nuclear silos, leads credence to the stories that they can interact with launch sequences, shut down launch sequences. And according to this guy in this interview, that is the running leading theory as to what these entities and these beings are. That they're humans, I don't know if they're 1,000 years in the future, 10,000 years, 1,000,000 years, but they're coming back basically telling us, you have the power to destroy yourselves, and if you keep going this route, it's going to happen.
I have some very interesting thoughts about that.
Good. That's what I was hoping.
I would like to know more about said person, because I don't really want to bust some shots at him, you know, but because I don't know anything about him. But
I'll try to find the interview snippet. I think it was on Twitter. So right, take off, that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, right off the rip. Thanks, Maynard. And thanks, Lisa. We appreciate you a lot. Right off the rip, depending on when this individual came out, I instantly by my gut want to call bullshit, because there's been one motherfucker throwing that theory out for quite some time, who is legitimately the biggest podcast on the planet, Mr. Joe Rogan. Joe has theorized that several times. And he's even, you know, brought up the fact that if you look at Grays, you know, as you get more and more technologically advanced, your need for physical strength will go down inevitably. You know, because we get lazier and lazier throughout time, and you'll get smarter and smarter, which could be why the head gets bigger and bigger, et cetera, et cetera. Another thing, you take that, what I just said, throw it out the window. Why would humans in the future look like that? If we're talking about the Grays per se. Or why would there be different races, so to speak, of aliens at that point? Did we just branch off in some weird evolutionary thing where some of us look like giant praying mantises and some of us are little bitty gray things, and then you have the all the different ones, you know, the Nordics, all that stuff, where some of us go backwards and we look like Vikings, and you know, I feel like there's a lot to punch in that. And then on top of that, what if, like in the Collins Elite, what if whatever this is manipulating the insiders? You know, oh, we're just humans from the blah, blah, blah. Don't advance your weaponry. You know, don't do this. Don't do that. That way, in 30 years, when the alien invasion happens, we can just truck you.
Yep. And I do want to be clear. It wasn't his theory. It was information that he was gathering from all these big minds in the UFO world as to why disclosure hasn't happened, as to why it might not ever happen. And if it were to come out, like, I don't know, I'm with you. Like, how would we ever know?
Yeah, there's a ton of different ways to punch into that, you know, to break it apart. And as you learn, wading through all this stuff, you can't trust a lot of people in the in these communities, you know, because to be fair, Joe Rogan could have gotten that idea from Stephen Greer or somebody in that field, because Joe does read that stuff. He does find it interesting. So he might have, or he might have taken bits and pieces from this guy and combined it and form, you know, that's what we all do. And I'm, but then there's a possibility Mr. Joe Rogan has far more insiders than, you know what
he
I mean?
Does, like, he does talk to everybody.
That's what I'm saying. And I just feel like at this point, for me, when you said disclosure is infinitely different than what we would picture, I instantly was like, well, interdimensional. Because I think people would be able to more easily wrap their brains around interplanetary, even galaxies fucking billions of light years away. They would still find that more acceptable than something coming from another dimension. I don't think people, like, I don't think that really sinks into many people's brains. You know, like the actual, what it actually means for there to be another dimension.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's even hard for like us to wrap our brains around at times, to think that here you have us here, but you also have us over here. And there could be mass differences. There could be just
infinite
one itty bitty difference.
What do you think would be more easily consumed by us, Johnny Q Public here, that they are from space and destroy. Yeah,
appreciate you, brother.
They're from space, different galaxies, aliens, if you will, what we think of aliens, or if they're interdimensional beings, or they're future humans coming back to warn us that we're on a path to destroy ourselves.
I still think the interplanetary one would be easier to consume.
Then, yeah.
Because even like time travel in itself, I don't know. I feel like at this point in our existence, the next step for humanity is space travel, to try to conquer space. I feel like that is something that will probably be more heavily focused on in the near future. And it's something we've already accomplished, right? Because how many times have we heard time traveler situations, you know, not just with our Duke, but I know you've done at least one episode on a time traveler, right? And I did one too, which apparently was fake, but
a lot of people still go hard on that,
right? But regardless, I feel like that's still hard to wrap your brain around, because that's taking you're everything that you are, and you're able to figure out how to transport it through time, whether it's forward or backwards, even if it was 30 seconds.
Yeah, you'd have to dismantle what we know about space-time.
Exactly.
And be like, all right.
That would break a lot of people's brains. That's why a lot of people would, I think a lot of people would call bullshit on time travel before they would call bullshit on something out there being able to, because look at it this way. You could literally have an advanced civilization out there. Let's go down this road that Gray's are nothing more than like what would you call that, like biological mechanical entities. They're just basically drones that some civilization has made autonomous, and they're able to send them out into space to basically be a research satellite. If the government came out and said that this is what the Grays are, this is what quote-unquote aliens are, they're nothing more than biomechanical drones essentially, I think people would be like, well, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Yes, given it'd still be a lot to take in, but I feel like that would still be more acceptable than being like, hey, guess what, we figured out time travel. Because the thing with time travel to the gen pop, how do you prove it? How do you prove time travel? Because essentially you can't. in a roundabout way, it'd almost be hard to do because everybody's going to call bullshit, right? You can't dispute. I mean, I guess you could. You could say the government's involved in it. I mean, but it'd be a lot harder to dispute a goddamn armada coming through the sky, Independence Day style, than somebody being like, now watch this. I'll go back in time.
And bring back a Velociraptor.
Okay, that might prove it.
I would take it to work.
Yeah, I would. I think I would buy that one.
A whole fleet.
I didn't think about bringing something back.
Of T-Rexes to my
job. I thought about maybe like influencing something to where it would change the writing on the chalkboard in front of you. And then being like, well, I mean,
yeah.
Okay, and then, so you're a magician. Cool.
And like quantum theory, whenever something like that happens, it changes the whole timeline. So we would never know anyway.
Right.
Exactly. Because our existence would be the existence that ended up with the other message on the chalkboard.
Exactly. Exactly. So it'd be far more difficult to prove that. And aside from, like you said, bringing something back.
Definitely a dinosaur.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
100%.
That would be a good one. That would be kind of hard to be like, no, 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 this isn't real.
Where the fuck did you get that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like interplanetary travel is.
I feel like we've been programmed to accept that.
Yeah.
Especially sure. Lately with disclosure, with all the UFOs, with this, yeah. That, and the other, like, when we hear disclosure, we think of aliens. Think of something from another planet, something from another galaxy. You don't think time travelers. You don't think interdimensional shit. You think E.T. E.T. phone home. Little gray guys, little green guys.
Yep.
Ian.
Yep.
It makes, I don't know, man.
You think, I mean, we've traveled to the moon. We've had Elon talk about colonizing Mars. All that stuff. We've had a ton of different, I guess, media outlets focus on space.
You'd think that. What's up, Strange Road guys? Also, Paranormal Trucker kicking in here. What up? You'd think they just come out with it, though. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is after you said there? Like after you come out and say, "Hey." These vehicles that we have on camera from reputable sources, such as the military, are not from this planet. Well, they got to be from a fucking another planet, right? They're not from this one. They got to be coming from somewhere. So you'd think they just roll with it.
Unless it's a spoof to play off their new tech, their new toys. So that would be a way to downplay your new tech.
I don't... It just... If all the things that have been released are military, the military would put a lid on that so fast.
You'd think so, yeah.
Testing the waters, yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know that we'll ever get real disclosure. Probably honestly. I don't even know what the fuck that means if I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Not what to I don't think we'll ever get to the degree where we're happy. You know, because throughout the walk in paranormal, you get a form of disclosure, but it's all subjective disclosure.
And JoJo's on it here. When they do disclose it, why the fuck do we start believing them now?
Yes. Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah, it's, and as you've learned, it's smoke and mirrors. I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors. And I think for our next Patreon episode, for those of you that are patrons, you'll hear a whole lot of that shit, because I do want to bring back up Agenda 2030 and just really fucking hammer home in some of that stuff, because it's the world's not what it's supposed to be at this point in our lives, not even close. And they've even given quote unquote disclosure, and like me and Steve talked about 100 times, nobody gave a shit. Nobody cared that they had all four vehicles. Didn't.
Tone, do you think it was a coincidence?
Didn't do anything.
You think it was a coincidence that they decided to disclose it in the middle of a goddamn pandemic when everybody's lives were turned upside down?
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, we know everybody's struggling. People are dying. People are losing their jobs. People can't afford to eat. But hey, UFOs are real.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
And everybody just zoomed right past that one.
Yeah.
Didn't care at all.
Yep.
Grim Creeper, you are right. It's all a need to know basis. And they come, those agencies, they tend to compartmentalize themselves. You know, you hear that from Bob Lazar, and then you hear in some secret societies, that's also how they're structured. They will have rings within rings within rings that these people, they don't all know the mass lump of information, because that poses a security risk, essentially.
And they constantly butt heads. Look at the Finders cult. You have the CIA and the FBI consistently at each other's throat over what the hell they need to do.
Right.
Whatever kind of trafficking shit was going on with that.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. That was a good question, though. I really dig the thought process, and I hope. I still kind of hope that we get our own form of proof, one way or the other.
That'd be dope.
Because, like I said, the more we get into this, more the more brazen I'm getting, and the more I'm just like, whatever. We're here for it.
That's what I'm saying. Just
bring the pain, baby.
That's what I'm saying. I'm all about hearing people's experiences and them finding their own truth. And I'm going to need that for myself.
Oh man. And I would love to, I hope one day we get the opportunity to sit down with a fucking CIA informant or something to that degree. Sick. Wouldn't it be fucking awesome? Like CIA informants, native elders sharing their lore, all that type of shit. That'd be freaking awesome. Oh yeah. Somebody sent me some wild shit that was over China not too long ago. It's crazy looking. And then you had the cities over top of China that time.
Oh, I had another little interesting tidbit. It's still on the subject of aliens, but it's interesting. And I listened to this YouTuber, the Maverick Files. Go check him out. He does like internet mysteries, like Reddit mysteries, 4chan mysteries, and shit like that. Definitely go check him out if you're into that kind of thing. But I was listening to this big compilation, and this one popped up, 4chan alien. So I'm like, okay, this is interesting. For anybody that doesn't know what 4chan is, it's basically an anonymous forum, posting board, where you can go in there and post kind of whatever the fuck you want. And it's not really tied to you. You're not given a username. You don't have to sign up. You're just given a number, right? And as you post, the number changes. Anyway, so there's all kinds of different boards you can post in. There's a paranormal board, this, that, and the other. In 2017, a picture was posted to the paranormal board. And it started out with just this was in the text block. It said 24489, taken approximately 24 miles northwest of Luke Air Force Base, Phoenix, Arizona, Lab H4C. And apparently the picture was that of a reptilian in the middle of the desert. Before anybody could like single out the poster, I know it's anonymous, but you can track people down. So before that happened, the entire site of 4chan went down as soon as it was posted, within minutes. The whole board comes back up. Now, keep in mind, 4chan is pretty synonymous with being anonymous. People post all kinds of fucked up shit on there all the time. This was one of the only times that the entire thing had went down. When it came back up, not only was the picture gone, but the entire board, entire thread that was posted in had been deleted. So even evidence of the photo was gone. There were people that had seen the photo that were actually in the paranormal board as it went on, and they had talked about it. This was one of the descriptions shared on 4chan about the contents of the original photo. It said the alien's head was seen from the left side, and it was looking to the left in the picture slightly at the camera, almost diagonally. I did see the alien, yellow scales, black eyes with small pursed lips. I thought it was just a shill thread, so I didn't open it. The alien looked like it had scales all over its body, and it was dark in color. Its eyes looked like dried up prunes, had human-like features, but much smaller in comparison to its head. They also said that the photo was super high quality. So after that happened, of course, the way 4chan does, people started posting pictures of the alien, what they thought was the alien. People would call it fake. Then other people would say it's real. Then they would call it fake and post other pictures of aliens. But apparently, it just kind of grew into its own thing. It went to all the other boards on 4chan, went to the political board, it went here, it went there. And occasionally someone did screen cap the picture. Whenever the OG picture were to go up, the threads would get deleted almost immediately. And ever since then, it's never made its way back up.
So somebody out there screen grabbed it and has it
somewhere.
Yeah.
But if they want to post it anonymously, is like 4chan's the place to do it.
And they, well, just send it to us.
Yeah.
I'll post it on my Instagram.
Which, I mean, Maverick came to two conclusions. One is that somebody posted a legitimate photo that they were not supposed to post, and they were almost strong-armed to take the entire site down and scrub that picture from it, and do so every time it pops back up, which is insanity to me, considering it's 4chan. People post pictures of goddamn dead bodies on there and all kinds of shit. Like, they were hunting serial killers on there and shit. Or it's just some trolling people to the point to where they have all of the admins and shit on 4chan in with them. So every time it gets posted and reposted, they all pull it down and scrub the site, which I don't think is a legitimate answer.
You wouldn't think so. I mean, I guess you never really know, but.
Birdie, I think 4chan's still up. I could be wrong, though. I don't hang out on there.
Yeah, I don't really spend any time over there myself. How would this person have gotten the picture? Was it like, I assume it would be an insider trying to dump information?
You would think so, maybe. I don't know. The fact that it's like,
you have to know that the odds are you're going to get caught. There's no such thing as anonymous.
Even like it being near an Air Force base, that narrows you down.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's an entity from the Air Force base, like there's only going to be so many hundred people on that Air Force base. You're going to get found.
That would be awesome to see that picture.
Yeah. If you go over to Maverick Files, he posted like this huge, like hour and a half conglomeration of weird 4chan shit. It's like the third or fourth little article he did. It's, I pretty much covered all the information, but it's weird. Isn't 4chan just a psyop? Probably.
Oh, most likely. I wouldn't be surprised. If not, everybody on there gets monitored heavily.
Yeah. It's weird. But I thought it was interesting that as soon as it was posted, within minutes, the whole site comes down. Not only is the picture scrubbed, but also the entire thread.
That is weird. Man, I wish we got flooded with a bunch of awesome fucking pictures.
That the CIA will shut us down over?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, fuck them.
Because that would just do nothing more than prove to me that we had something legit.
True.
It would be awesome. Plus, it would be cool to start like an evidence page on the website where we can post people's pictures and shit.
We got some stuff. We could start some.
Yeah, we got a couple pictures.
Yeah, we got some Bigfoot stuff. I got Bigfoot tracks people send. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. I've been thinking about it. It would be fun to have like a little evidence page where people can send in their pictures and we can post them on there.
Yeah, it would also kind of inspire people to send us their stuff.
That's true too. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Definitely go check them out. Maverick Files, pretty good size page. But if you're into internet mysteries and weird 4chan shit and weird Reddit shit, he hammers on that pretty hard. It's not all paranormal. Some of it's like true crime and stuff. Just anything weird that pops up on those forums, he's on top of.
I like it. It would probably be fun to listen to.
Yeah,
especially if there's more of those types of things.
Yep, there was another one that was it was essentially like almost felt like a skinwalker story, but not totally. It was weird. Whatever these creatures were, they were like beyond the realm of any cryptids that I'm familiar with. The person said like they were their family would always go out to a cabin, right? On the border of like Canada, not quite in Canada, but just in the northern US. They'd stay in this cabin in the woods. And a whole bunch of shit went down. But he was 8 years old and he repressed these memories. Just this whole 12 hours of their last camping trip. Well, ever since then, they never went back after what happened. And the father would tell him there was a fire at the cabin, it burnt down, there's nothing to go back to, yada yada yada. Anyway, he goes in for regression and comes out that it was some strange shit went down.
Really?
Whatever these creatures are was weird. They mimic voices.
Did it say where they were at?
Not a specific state.
Right.
But said it, there were two of them. They mimicked voices. Said they had human heads. They were taller than regular people. They had human heads, but they had really thin, gaunt faces. He said their mouths, the way he remembered, were like a shark's mouth, whereas their teeth were pointy. He said they were just pure white, like pearly white, and there were multiple rows. He remembers like when the thing looked at him and opened its mouth, there were just rows upon rows of teeth. He also said the thing that stood out was if they looked you in the eye, they would essentially paralyze you with these horrible thoughts. He didn't even go into the things that he saw when he was caught in the gaze of this thing. He said, but once they locked eyes with you, you were paralyzed. They didn't have to keep their gaze on you, but once they locked on you, you were done until someone snapped you out of it. So that's how he thought that they overcame people. He said their hands were not humanoid in shape. They just came down into like these weird long claws, like talons. And he said that while most of the time they held a humanoid-esque shape, but when they moved into the cabin, they crawled through a broken window. And he said when they moved over the precipice of the broken window, their head stayed solid humanoid, but their body turned into like smoke moving in and out. And then they would re-manifest when it came in. So it was, I was trying to pinpoint, like figure out what the fuck these things were.
It sounds like something from the bowels of hell.
Yeah. But apparently his parents were both state police officers. And apparently they shot and hurt one or shot and killed one.
No shit.
As they were on their way out. But he thinks that the dad went back and burnt the cabin down. Because when he went out there as he got older, just to try to figure out like what is going on with this missing time. Because he had started asking about it a couple years after it happened, like when he was 10, and the dad just told him there was a fire, the cabin burned down. But he overheard him talking with the mother that, you know, hey, little Johnny's asking questions. You know, we all need to be on the same page as to what we're telling him. But he said ever since then, he had an innate fear of the woods. He had an innate fear of the dark. He didn't want to be alone by himself.
Well, yeah, I can't blame him. Not with that type of nonsense going on.
Yeah. It was the ending was the ending was sad because the dude's like, I now that I know, or at least what I think I know, he's like, I wish I would have never said, I wish I would have just stayed oblivious to it. He said, I wish I would have just left those 12 hours completely out of my life.
I could see that. I could see that. I don't think a lot of people are, especially if something happened to you, like if physically, if it happened to you, I don't know that many people would want to relive that type of shit.
Nah. Especially once you got into it and those memories started coming back and you started seeing these things, I'd be done. I'd be like, nope, yeah. I'm good.
Because it would make you question, did he suppress them himself or did he have them suppressed? Did those things suppress it? And then if they do suppress it, why are they suppressing it?
Yeah,
I guess that would just mean, I don't know, there's so many implications of that. Because it would mean that they're intelligent enough to, at the bare minimum, not want word to get out.
It's also weird to think of it in that aspect that he didn't remember enough to recall the creatures, but he did, they did, if that were the case that they were blocking it out, he did remember enough to go back from his curiosity.
Yeah.
Almost like they were luring him back in there.
That sucks, man.
He said that they would, almost like the way they would communicate, they would laugh, but it was like humans laughing, but it wasn't like humans laughing. It was just different enough to where you know something wasn't right.
That makes you terrified to go out in the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be scared shitless anyways if I was out there and I started hearing people laughing and shit.
Yeah, he said once he went into regression therapy, he was 8. So him and his little sister had went out there, or his older sister, I can't remember, had went out there the day before and built a snow fort because it was in the winter. So he got up while everybody was asleep early in the morning, and he was going to go out there and make a bunch of snowballs. So when they went back out after breakfast, he would have his arsenal ready to hammer his little sister with. He said as he was out there, he said he smelled rotten flesh as well, like a bad rottening stink, and he heard the snow crunching. So essentially he thought it was his sister. I mean, granted, that wouldn't explain the rotting flesh smell, but the crunching was his sister walking up. He said, and then he started hearing the laughing. He said, at first it sounded like a person. He's like, but it was different enough for me to know it wasn't a person.
I don't like it at all.
No, that's...
That'd be so fucking terrifying. Absolutely terrifying, especially to be that age. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But I do love these stories because they're one-offs. Like, you don't hear many of this type of shit.
Yeah, there was another gnarly one about a military base in Afghanistan that was nuts. It had, like, essentially had a cleaner team come in after whatever went down.
That's awesome.
Like, full-on cleaner team, like, records and files and everything. Just
that's awesome.
But it's an interesting listen.
Yeah, I love those stories.
But yeah, Maverick Files, go over there if you're into YouTube, check it out. I just listened to it on my way to work, so it was pretty cool. Awesome.
I love it. Well, piss, I guess it's time.
It sounds like the parents knew what they were. Why would they burn the cabin down? Yeah, unless it was to keep them from going back, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be...
Or it also provides a narrative to hold truth to what they told him.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Oh, shit. See what... That's probably not good.
No, that's disgusting. You hear that a lot with a lot of different things out there.
Yeah. Well, Holocult, Want us to open up the phone line? See what kind of weirdness you guys got going on.
We got
a little minute, before we hang it up. Just keep in mind, try to keep the phone lines rolling when we're chit chatting.
Yeah, as best we can. Say as best we can. Yeah, I would definitely like to see some weird shit. So here comes one.
Hello.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah. Something happened and it swapped my... So what happened is it swapped my input over to my MacBook. That's what happened.
Nice.
Although, for me, everything was still going through the mixer. Like, that's why I didn't understand why everybody was like, hey, turn up the caller. I had the thing maxed out. And I'm like, it should be blowing everybody's eardrums out because it's blowing my eardrums out.
Yeah, because you were coming through the mic hot.
I don't understand what happened, why it did that.
Yeah, because I was struggling to hear him. I was trying to keep it going.
Yeah, I don't understand, because for me, everything came through perfect.
I'm going to blame the Air Force. Didn't want that story coming out.
Very weird. Very weird. So I apologize for not being able to interact with you, caller, because I was trying to figure that out so it wasn't garbage.
I was trying to listen, but it was difficult.
Yeah. Hello, welcome to the night shift.
Yo.
Hello. All right. That was a good one. Way to tee off there.
That's what we get for just talking the whole time last week.
But back to original caller real quick. Super bizarre story. I probably heard it better than anybody because apparently it was coming through my shit. Perfect. But, you know, he had the 7 hours of missing time. But the first time he called in, why'd he call in? The very first time he called. Do you remember?
Yeah, because he was going to shoot Bigfoot.
Well, that was the runner-up story.
Yeah, he saw the UFO. But he didn't have the missing time. It was a different flight crew.
I realized that, but they're flying in the same general area.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And like you said, there's an Air Force base nearby.
Yeah, and everything checked out. Like, if they were in the air, if that machine was running, it would have ran out of fuel.
Right.
Hours before they touched back down.
And none of them could, like, even remember the missing time.
It's so weird.
And the fact that it's that amount of missing time. It's not 10 minutes.
That's way worse.
You're talking hours. And then you had, like, it was so bad that you had search and rescue and state troopers and everybody out looking for you.
Yeah, you would. And I mean, essentially the machine would have to be shut down. It'd either have to be on the ground landed or on something else landed.
Right.
Encounters like that just blow my mind. Can you imagine if you were part of the crew and you land?
No.
You land. And they're like, where the fuck have you been for the last 5 hours?
Yeah. No.
And you're like, I don't know. I didn't have enough fuel to be gone for 5 hours.
Yeah. We haven't been gone for 5 hours. We flew straight back.
Yeah. You guys are supposed to be keeping track of where the fuck I am. What do you mean? Where have I been?
Right. I don't know, man. That'd be a terrifying experience to be a part of that crew. And then the fact... Like, none of it, like you said, none of it adds up. They're all suspended with leave or with pay. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Virgil coming in, spitting some truth. What if it was a portal?
Maybe.
That would be fucked up.
But the thing is, they don't remember it.
Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice. And you know what that means? It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
But we also don't, know the ins and outs of portals either. So
yeah,
you'd think they would have some type of memory, but maybe not.
Time travel, some wormhole shit.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I don't know, but it would definitely scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. And that's Grimm's right. That would be terrible.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It'd be absolutely terrible. That be the only thing, like there's no other evidence of it outside of the fact that you were gone.
Right. I don't know. That would be terrifying. Yeah, I'm with dude though. I'm not trying to get taken, because I'd be in the same boat as him. That there's some fuck going on with aliens.
Yeah, and everything that you've ever put forth is at risk. Your job, like, you're obviously a trained pilot to be able to do that. Like, yeah, you're putting that all at risk just to fuck off and do some dumb shit. Like, that's
not, yeah, no,
that's not very plausible.
No. Nope.
All right, I can fuck with this.
It's not a terrible idea.
Oh, pop my doppelganger in when I clock in.
Hello, welcome to the night shift.
What's up, pal? It's
Brendan. What's going on?
Dude from Utah. I was just talking about UFOs. Struck up some memories, man.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Yes. So back in like 2003, 2004, I was taking my boss to the airport on I-15, taking him to get his ride to the airport, regardless. On I-15 next to the Provo Town Center Mall, we were looking up in the sky, and I thought it was a when they were doing construction. There was this big, like, oval light. We thought it was just like the sky, you know, like they put so aircraft don't run into anything, you know what I mean? And I'm like, why would they put the crane with a light just hanging over the freeway like that? He's like, that's not a crane. They wouldn't do that. He's like, it's a helicopter. I'm like, fucking bullshit, man. Not that low, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And regardless, he's driving. And I was going to take his truck back to work. And he's not even looking at the road anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I was like, watch the road. Regardless, he's like, he's like, should I pull over? I'm like, fucking pull over, man. Anyway, there's a big old off ramp. It goes all the way around, and there's a bridge that goes to how low this light was. Like, I'm telling you, this light was as low as like, oh shit, I forgot. Before that, all that happened, we were looking at it and the light was flashing like in sequences. I don't even know how to explain this, but regardless, it had like square, different kind of lights on it. And it had a weird, cool pattern. And I was like, did you see that shit? He's like, yeah. And then we agreed, we're fucking pulling over. We get off the off ramp and there's a bridge over that goes right over I-15. And we pull off, we get out of the truck and it's just cruising like, oh my God, I don't know, like less than 10 miles per hour heading north on I-15. And if I were to have picked up a rock, I could have thrown it and hit this fucking thing, man. And the craziest thing about it is it was changing shapes and it was like a gunmetal black. And it was in like, out of this world. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what shape it was because it kept changing shapes. And long story short, that was the long and the short of it. That's how crazy it was. Once it noticed we were watching it, it went higher in the sky and went a little further north. And we kept heading south so I could drop them off. And it came back to that same spot after we left. So pretty fucking wild, man. I mean, I saw it from, I'm telling you, I saw it from less than at first. And I could have threw a rock at it.
That is so weird. And the fact Hell that yeah. it I changes mean, shapes and it was that close. I don't know what I would think.
All I know is, I mean, I've seen tons of weird stuff, but that's just probably the craziest one that I've seen it with someone else. And they can recall the same situation.
Oh yeah.
And that's what made it pretty, that's what stood out to me. Cause I was like, yeah, a lot of weird shit's happened to me in my life, but I never really got to share it with somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes it to a different level of like legitimacy when there's multiple witnesses.
And the part that really stand. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go for it.
No, I was just going to say the part that kind of weird gives me the skeeves. It weirds me out is the pattern of the lights that it flashed at me or at us.
Cause I was thinking that
too. I can recall that, but my boss can't.
That's weird.
So I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. If it's supposed to mean anything. Anyway, thought I'd share that with you guys. I don't know if you want to, that's the story. I don't know if you want to ask anything. Cause fuck, I don't know anything else about it.
I was just going to go with the go-to. Did you experience any missing time?
Missing time. The only thing I can correlate that with is I don't remember missing any time, but the weird part was my boss did not remember those lights. So did he have missing time? You know what I mean?
That is weird.
I've dug into some cases.
Because when I dropped him off to go with the rest of his ride to the airport, we were in hysterics, man. And everyone's like, what the fuck happened at the house? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And we told them and there was like, oh, big deal. And we're like, what? Big fucking deal? okay, whatever.
Because I've dug into some cases where they attribute essentially the light patterns to some form of hypnosis, which will end up in missing time.
Well, as far as I can recall, I'm not. I mean, my butthole didn't hurt later that night, so.
No probe guarantee.
Probe, no lube, buddy. I'm good. No, it's just weird. I've seen more than that. The first one I've seen was when I was 13, but let's let someone else call. Anyway, I just wanted to share that strange experience. There's a lot of weird shit happening in Utah, man. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Right on. Hey, dudes. You have a good night.
All right. Thanks. You as well.
Thanks. Stay weird, brother.
See you, man. And
the fact that the craft changes shape is
that's weird.
It almost makes me wonder, like in my head, I'm trying to picture it as some sort of actual biological entity, like a jellyfish or some shit.
Yeah, but like Chris in the chat saying, could be nanotech. A form of nanotech. And then you've, what's that damn? I think it might be nanotech, that black liquid that they're able to make into solid shapes. I don't remember what the hell it's called, but it's disturbing looking watching it go from a liquid to a,
a
solid state.
Did you see the little Lego guy they made?
No,
it's essentially T-1000. They have him on the back side of what looks like a little jail cell. There's bars. He liquefies, moves through the bars, and then goes back into his little Lego man shape.
That's exactly what we need.
If I find the video, I'll send it to you.
Just insert some AI into that, and we're definitely fucked.
We're just setting ourselves up. It's going to be fine.
That's a terrible idea. Absolutely terrible idea. Why would anybody think that's a good idea? But that's kind of part of the course.
That's why the humans from the future are trying to warn us and we're just not listening.
Yeah. Welcome to the night shift.
Yo.
Oh, how are you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Your neighbor from Missouri over here.
Awesome.
I wanted to hard to top those last two calls, but wanted to tell you about some things that I've experienced at my mom's house, where she still lives. Kind of another one with it. I'm not sure if they're connected, but it's kind of a hat man sort of deal, and a shadow person, I guess, too. But my mom's house, she lives in a real log cabin from like the 1880s. It was a small little thing, 16 by 16. It was two stories, had lots of additions, but I was probably like, I don't know, eight years old, something like that. We were coming back from the town we live in. We were getting dinner, and I remember, you know, being a young kid, just trying to run up to the front door, and got halfway up our sidewalk, and just kind of something in my head told me to look up. And this on the second floor of the house, which was at the time my sister's room, I could just see this. I mean, it was a straight up shadow person. There was no doubt about it. And I mean, if you could imagine the Grim Reaper without a scythe, it was just standing there. It was a hooded, cloaked figure. And what was really crazy is, because like there was a window in the front where I saw it, and another window behind it, and you could actually kind of see like the light from behind it, like kind of illuminating, you know, the whole room overall. And it was opaque enough that you could kind of see through it, but it definitely kind of messed with everything behind it. You could tell it was all kind of fuzzy looking, but like I said, you could tell the hood itself, the hood and the ends of like the arms were, you know, like on the rope, the ends were like all tattered and beat up and crazy looking. I mean, it didn't have a face, anything like that. It was just, again, just a shadowed, cloaked figure. And you could tell it was kind of looking somewhere else. And like I said, the second I saw it, I mean, it must have only been a second to a second and a half at most. And this thing just turned its head just enough that I could tell, like, oh shit, it's looking at me. And I just froze, just dead in my tracks. And like I said, it was only about a second and a half, and this thing just kind of whisked off to my left. It's right. But if you guys ever took like a picture of something moving really fast, how, you know, streak in the picture, that's what this thing did. It literally just, it didn't turn and run. It just like streaked to the side without moving any part of its body whatsoever. And it almost left like a trail behind it. It was the craziest thing ever. And like I said, I was 7 or 8, something like that. And I slept with my light on for about 2 years after that. It scared the shit out of me. And there was a lot of other things that we experienced at the house. Mostly, you know, it sounded like people would be walking upstairs, like boots on a hardwood floor, or you'd hear, you know, there was one time where it sounded like somebody just body slammed another dude. I mean, just shook the whole house. And, you know, it was me and my babysitter at the time, we both ran up there just, you know, looking around, nothing was knocked over, nothing was moved out of place. And years later, I guess what kind of made my mom a little more believe some of this, because she hadn't really ever experienced anything in the house. And again, real old ass house. And my room was at like the top of the stairs, and there's no door, nothing. It was just boom, there it was. And that connected to my sister's room where I saw that figure. And it was this real goofy sized door, because they had to cut through the logs to, like, you know, make the doorway. And the handle was always, was really super low to the ground. And also you could tell the locking mechanism for it, which was, it had like a skeleton key for it. It was upside down. And we always just kind of joked out. I'm like, oh, what a bunch of idiots. You know, they put the thing upside down. Well, it was years later, we were watching a show on the Winchester Mansion. And I don't know if you guys really looked into that or not, but they talked about how, you know, she made doorways to nowhere and all kinds of stuff. And one of the things they used to do in the old days was they would turn the locks upside down to confuse the ghosts or something, because they thought that would work. But I remember just kind of going crazy and slapping my mom on the arm and, you know, pointing out that's how the door is upstairs. And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, you're right. And so I don't know if other people had experienced things in that house or what, but so yeah, that was a shadow man thing. And then I want to say it was probably a year or two after that. And I really don't know if these are related. And this is more the hat man thing. And I didn't even know that this was, I had heard of hat man, but until I listened to your guys' show a few weeks ago, a month ago, whatever that was, I didn't know that you could actually see him in dreams. I just didn't realize that was a thing. And we have some family property well out in this little no-name town, basically, and it's a real old farmhouse out there, you know, 150 years old or something. But all my family swore up and down that you know, that place was haunted. One of my uncles wouldn't even sleep in there. He just wouldn't do it. And, you know, after seeing that thing in the window, I really got into paranormal stuff and watching ghost shows and things like that. So I really always wanted something to happen down there. Just nothing ever really did. But one night I was sleeping there, and I've always been one to have very vivid dreams. I mean, as long as I can remember. And so in my dream, it was like I woke up and I thought, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. And like, so there's this back room, and then you would walk through like kind of a hallway, which is really where the front door was, and stairs going, you know, upstairs. And then you would go into what was what we considered the living room. But it was like I opened that door, and there was just this like kind of glowing person there. And all I can say is that they were kind of dressed in like almost like Civil War soldier attire. But he did have a cloak as well. And you could, and he had, I remember he had like rubber galoshes, like big rubber rain boots kind of thing. And he was just standing there, had long wavy hair, eyes were almost sunken in. And it had, I really can't remember if it was a top hat. I don't think it was. I kind of think it was more of one of those, I don't know what they're called, but they're shorter, like kind of wide brimmed hat. If you ever seen like the, some of the, I want to say they're like the mariachi bands where they have kind of those hats with the little tassels and crap hanging off, just kind of take the tassels off. But that's how it looked. And, you know, I just kind of, again, froze in my tracks. And I just remember all this thing did was kind of, it like opened its mouth and just made this groaning noise. And I, you know, I just freaked out and I turned and ran. And it was like, you know, I ran back to that room, and it was like, boom, and I snapped, and I woke up again. And I just remember thinking like, oh shit, that was a scary dream. You know, that was wild. And then I just realized I had to go to the bathroom. And I was like, nope, 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 not happening. Ain't getting up, not doing it. And so I sat in that bed for probably another 2 or 3 hours until the sun finally started coming up and I could see something before I even thought about walking out of that place. But I said, I don't know if they're related or not, but listening to your guys' episode the other day, it really made me start thinking that I wonder if they were related to some degree, but I just don't know. And ever since then, never saw nothing else in that house. I did hear just random things at my mom's house, but yeah, those are my two spookiest ghost stories.
Did anybody else see the entity at your mom's house in the log cabin?
No, see, that was the thing. So, like I said, I was running up the sidewalk. I was, they were still getting out of the car. They never saw it. They never actually saw anything in the house. I was the only one. Now, since then, they had heard, you know, footsteps or the knocks or the slams. My mom actually has a video of just sitting on her couch, and there's an old cellar under the house. And she says every now and then it's someone, you can hear them knocking, just like knocking. She can't tell if it's on the floor or on the concrete walls down there or what. But, you know, she has a couple of videos of that. But no one else ever saw anything. I was the only one. And I remember I asked my sister, because, you know, she's lived in that room for 10 plus years. And she said, nope, never experienced anything.
That's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah, I guess I was the lucky one there, or unlucky one.
Whenever you saw it, did you like feel like it was malicious, or was it just fear?
I want to say I really did. I mean, like I said, it didn't do anything. It just kind of looked at me and like it was gone. But yeah, I just didn't. I had this overwhelming sense of, you know, I would say evil. You know, I mean, I was scared, just a little kid, but it was also, it wasn't just like, oh shit, it's a ghost. It was like, I don't know, I just got the feeling like, oh shit, that thing could, I mean, it could kill me if it wanted. I don't know why I thought that, but I said, yeah, definitely didn't have any good vibes coming out of it. That's for sure.
It would scare the shit out of me. So, like, I want to see those things, but I don't want to see them in my house.
No, I get that 100%. Where we live now, my wife swears up and down. She saw the ghost of a little girl. I never experienced anything in the house right now. I'm kind of the same. It's almost like, yeah, that'd be cool to see something again. But yeah, not in my house. So let's do that somewhere else.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'll see just about anything as long as it's not in my fucking house.
Right, so right. Let's
keep it out of there.
But yeah, like I said, that was, I slept with my light on for a couple of years. I just couldn't get out of my head. I actually, for a few years after that too, I had dreams of specifically that thing. And it wouldn't always even be at my mom's house. It'd be, you know, just other random places. And I'd like, you know, I'd see it somewhere and I'd, you know, think, oh shit, there it is. And I'd be trying to run away. And it was like every way I turned, this thing would just pop up, whether it just like came out of the you know, the ground or the floor, just like kind of leached out of a wall or something. But yeah, for a few years after that, I had, you know, nightmares every now and then about it. Never saw it again. Never like got me in my dream or anything, but that's still scary nevertheless.
Yeah. That's creepy. That's creepy.
I agree. And it's curious about the door being all wonky too.
Yeah. Like I said, that really got us. Cause like I said, up to that point, my parents hadn't really seen anything or heard anything, nothing like that. And, I mean, the second I pointed that out, she was kind of like, you know, I think it, even if she had heard something, she probably just, you know, wrote it off. It was because we had cats and stuff. She's probably then messing with something or whatever. But, you know, after she saw that, it was like, well, okay, well, somebody else, you know, experienced enough stuff to put that upside down. Like I said, we always just thought they were a bunch of dummies and put it upside down. But, you know, after that, it was like, I don't think that's what it was, you know, especially that leading into the basically the oldest part of the house,
because right.
It had several additions off of it, but the main level, which is the living room and then my sister's room, that was the original log cabin.
So bizarre.
Yeah, I got some other stories too, but one's a Ouija board encounter, but I'll let someone else give their stories for the night. It was good talking to you guys.
Likewise.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your story.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
You as well.
Stay weird, bud.
Absolutely. See you.
Yeah, I ain't trying to see shit in my house.
No, I do like that he referred to it as essentially a Reaper.
Yeah.
Without the side, after the connections we made on that episode.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's something to it.
I'm sure.
It's strange. I'm sure. Strange. It is weird that it's essentially stuck with him for a long time.
Yeah. And chalk another one up to people having that ominous feeling whenever they're presented with that being. Well, this one's close to home.
Hell yeah.
Hello, welcome to the night shift.
Yo. Oh,
what is going on, Brother Kyle?
What's up, Brother John? I had a feeling it was you.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
How you doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hey, just a little continuation of the paranormal's the new normal on Walnut Street.
Okay.
About a week ago in the evening after dinner, about this time of night, I reckon, the wife washing dishes, and she looks in the window because, you know, as a typical house, you got the lovely kitchen windows right in front of the sink. She looks up. She's got her headphones in, listening to a guy. Looks up, starts talking because she sees me in the reflection of the window. Now, my lazy butt sitting in the recliner while she's doing dishes. I was nowhere possible of able to get up and run back to the chair just to spook her. She was completely freaked out.
So John's got a doppelganger now.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
Are we talking to the real John?
The doppelganger me wouldn't be erotic as this.
That tracks.
But a couple nights later, like I take the dog out on the back porch. I have my cigarette. Back porch light shines, you know, from my back outwards. The wife, now she's been recovering from a knee surgery, so she's not going to hobble too far out past like the porch and that. But I get a big shadow behind me that blocked out the light from the porch. I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe something going on. I hurry up, hopped up to see if, you know, it was an emergency for her to hobble out there. There's nothing there.
Oh, and it's not the only, I don't want to say nefarious, but like darker things you've seen around that joint.
No. This is like the lightweight stuff. That's why I say it's not that bad. The new normal paranormal.
Right.
I kind of like this one.
Because, you know, John's had the three beings in his room. He's had... Weren't you telling me about like a shadow entity that you saw in the yard too?
Yes, that was the, it was like 4 a.m. I went to take the dog out, you know, and it was just this big, like massive, I want to say like a wall of shadow that just completely shifted. And with it, I heard, I almost want to say like the flapping of wings.
It's gross.
How long has this been going on, John?
The first encounter would have been 2020 that I really paid attention to, that, you know, made me open my eyes, I guess you could say, here in this house.
Has it picked up since you went to a particular cemetery?
You know, the wife and I were talking about that. And I think he might have had a tag along, but I kind of shooshed it out, I hope.
That's the first thing that popped into my mind when you started talking about big shadows.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we were there. I mean, and it was the twilight of the afternoon. You know, it was still sunny, but starting to get a little extra shadowy, I guess, from the trees. But the whole time, you know, that whole, you get the spider tinglies. The hairs on the back of your neck. I mean, mine were standing up the whole time. I know you guys said you were feeling kind of queasy and stuff. I didn't get that feeling, but boy, I tell you, everything I did was kind of extra sensitive.
It's there. It's a weird spot. It's a weird spot.
Right. I see. I keep telling myself it's all in, you know, that mind over matter stuff that my brain wants to play tricks with me when it comes to that.
I thought the same thing when me and Kyle were there. I thought the exact same thing. Yeah. I ask him, I'm like, am I in my head about this? Because I'm starting to feel weird. He's like, funny you mention it. So am I.
Right. The wife was just completely I'm ready to go anytime. I'm ready to go. I mean, like I said, it was not her idea, but like I said, she had that little ghost box app on her phone. And prior to that, you know, we missed the turn to go into the cemetery, crossed that bridge, and her phone just started going off talking about death. Why are you here? Get out.
Yep.
And, you know, any good horror movie, you know, two dumbasses decide, no, let's go ahead and do it anyway.
So that was me and Kyle's go-to. We're like, hey, we're not doing anything the rest of the afternoon. Let's go to X.
Yeah, all right. That's literally what we did. And I think we grabbed some Twizzlers and some Monsters and away we went.
Yeah, it's right.
I was chock full of my caffeine. And, you know, like I said, we had gone to a cemetery where her sister is buried. And it did that ghost box didn't chat off like it did when we got to Cemetery X.
That's weird.
It would do it would say a couple of things, but you know, nothing about death or, you know, get out, nothing like that. I mean, it was more simplistic things.
That definitely makes me want to get a ghost box and go to X.
The story is that right past that bridge, there used to be an old log cabin where the patriarch of the family lost it and just unalived the rest of the family. They moved that cabin somewhere. I can't remember where they moved it to. I'll have to look it up.
Hopefully they just moved it completely into the ground and burned it.
Yeah.
That's facts.
I had the information at one point when I was trying to figure out where X was. And, right.
Well, in the area, it couldn't have been moved too far.
No, that's what I figured too. Something about historical, like I guess it was an old cabin, historical value and stuff. I think it moved to one of the nearby towns. I don't know if it's still up or if they turned it into a historical site or whatever the hell it is. But I mean, the ghost box was definitely correlating with the history of the land.
Right. We might have to borrow some of the EMF detectors from work, Kyle.
There you go.
I'm just saying, they're free. Use it at work.
Well, they said if whatever the fuck's out there sets those bad boys off, I'm gonna be a little worried.
I got a ghost box and I got a couple EMF detectors. Just haven't used them.
We'll make it work. We'll get into the shit that we don't need to be into.
It is. X is a weird place, man. That's the first thing that popped in my head when you said you were having shadow problems. How long after X did this happen?
Like I said, it started up before then, but like right after that, it did. It hit a peak.
Everything got kind of crazy after X.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most of the big shadow movement, that was earlier this year. So, I mean, that's been 6 months after the fact when the wife and I were there.
Yeah. That is weird, man. Like, especially with the shit that me and Kyle went through in the shadows and our kids in the shadows. And
yeah.
Right.
Fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, see, you guys talking about your kids, I decided to talk to my kid and I felt like, man, this was a big mistake. I kind of liked enjoying the fact that my child was still innocent of all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of semi-glad that my son's giving it up just a hair.
Right?
Yeah, he doesn't pay. Now he's just into sports and shit, so that's his life right now.
Well, I mean, you know, they do say that the younger children are more attuned with this. So maybe it is the sports, the friends, is what starts to make us not pay attention to it. Okay. And then we become adults and we're completely fucked.
Yeah, it's possible.
Facts.
It's definitely possible.
My 13-year-old just sends me TikToks of UFOs and shit all the time. So he's back in the game. I got to try to talk him out of it sometimes. Like, hey, you know, don't worry about that kind of stuff.
Now my 3-year-old just wants to watch scary stuff. That's all. She just wants to watch aliens and shit. I'm like, that's great.
They're never too bad. Come on.
Yeah. No, I get a kick out of it. So doesn't everybody else. They're like, I can't believe she wants to watch this scary shit. I'm like, I know.
Just don't let her watch Fire in the Sky. You'll never be able to put anything in her head.
That ain't no shit.
I still have PTSD from Fire in the Sky.
Right? I can't let anybody put anything near my eyes. My wife works for an eye doctor. And it's like, nah, I'm good. My eyes, I can see fuzzy. And I'm good. I'm not going.
I have like like the breakfast table scene where the syrup's running on him. Like I still can't, like, if I get syrup on my fingers, I start to feel fucking weird. And I'm like, it's bad. I probably should go to the therapy. That's
awesome. Oh yeah. I was eating French toast sticks from Jack and the Crack this morning, boy. I tell you what, some of that syrup dripped on my beard. I started freaking out a little bit.
I'm the same way. I'm the same fucking way. I have to like stop and like go to a gas station and like just get it off of me.
Yep. That's hilarious.
It's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
Dump a water bottle all over my face, whatever it takes, you know?
Yeah.
I'll never recover from that film. Ever.
That's awesome. There's...
It just right lives rent free in my psyche. Just straight trauma.
Yes, sir, it does. All right, boys. Well, I'm going to get off here and let the next guy get on, or gal, whatever.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Good talking to you, John.
Right on, guys. Take care.
You as well.
Stay safe out there, my friend.
Every day.
Oh, I love it.
I hate that movie.
Well, yeah.
I bought the t-shirt.
Of course,
I'm trying to like make myself better.
Another one already. Welcome to the night shift.
Yo,
is this the house guy?
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, man, I don't know where to start. My name's Wallace. I was stationed overseas in Baghdad. And Saddam had made some torture chambers underneath where we lived. And there was a few nights where you got full body apparitions standing around.
Really?
Yeah. Like I woke up one time and it was enough for me to go wake up people because I thought there was a guy robbing my buddy's fucking wall locker. Which led to a fair amount of harassment from my fellow soldiers. But yeah,
that's crazy. That's crazy and awesome at the same time to hear that.
Well, Saddam had these Chinese engineers come in and build these torture chambers, and they were the first ones. They ran through it, and you had to put on NBC gear just to go down there, and because there's still blood and shit, you know, biological meth. Matter still down there.
Jesus.
Yeah. Rough place.
Yeah. I'm gonna say if any place had enough trauma to hold energy there, that's probably one of them.
Oh yeah, because we were living in a jail over and made that our barracks, and there was, you know, bullet holes in the walls and such in the general population area and stuff. And that's where I saw the full body apparition was in the general population. But yeah, it was a trippy place to live for, I don't know, about 8 months. Now, Afghanistan, I didn't see anything too trippy other than a blue orb that could only be seen with regular, like, night vision. You couldn't see it. You could only see it with your eye.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. That one was what caught me off, was you could only see it with the naked eye. Anytime you put night vision on, not going to work.
Yeah, because you'd think it'd almost be backwards.
Yeah, you would.
Because night vision, you know, amplifies the ambient light that's there.
Yeah, and this orb, it was just circling what looked like an old, like, guard shack, like an old Afghan army guard shack up on this ridge that had been pretty much blown to shit, but still had some walls, and you could tell what it was. And this blue orb would kind of hang out there every so often, and that would be it.
That's so weird that it just randomly shows up.
Yeah, about, I don't know, you could probably time it between 10 and midnight. If you're out there looking, you might get to see it.
That is strange. Oh, yeah. Almost.
Oh, like, well, I mean, the house I live in now, my grandfather died in the living room, and he was a heavy machine operator. And occasionally at night, my kitchen will smell of tractor grease and diesel fuel. And then wake up next morning, smell's gone.
It's, I do the same thing with my grandfather's aftershave, my dad's dad. When I was little, I would smell it all the time after he passed away.
I mean, this has been years. Seems like when something's going on in the family, my house will react to it. Nothing big, smells, little things. Only once or twice that things fallen or got thrown.
Just letting you know he's still around, looking out.
Yeah, still keeping tabs on us, making sure we're not fucking up too bad.
Oh, man. Thank God somebody is watching out for us.
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, man, it's cool to call in.
No, I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm about caught up on all your episodes. And
awesome.
Yeah. Well, you all take her easy.
Thanks, you as well.
Yeah, stay safe and stay weird, my friend.
Yeah, wait.
See ya. The orb, it almost feels residual that he can time it down to a time.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Because the time. And then, like I said, to my knowledge, I'm sure there's more advanced NVGs out there. But to my knowledge, NVGs just amplify the light that's already there.
So it's so weird.
So the like fact you said, that it won't almost, even pick it up.
Yeah, it's almost exactly the opposite of how you think it would be.
Uh-huh.
Unless it's some form of energy that we're not familiar with.
Very possible. Which so would weird. Not surprise me.
It's so weird. And that seeing spirits and spiritual energy at a site of massive amounts of trauma is kind of part of the course, I think.
Yeah. Especially if like what he said is legit and there's still biological, or there was still biological matter down there. And even if it was just bloodstained walls and stuff, like that's still.
I can imagine the atrocities that probably happened in those. Oh, gosh. They're called torture chambers for a reason.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't think that I'd know. I wouldn't really want to know, to be honest with you, because I just can't wrap my brain around being able to do that to people.
Yeah.
Especially for virtually no reason for the most part.
Yeah. It's fucking.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Humans are the worst, man.
We are. We definitely are.
We're literally coming from the future to try to warn us of ourselves.
Yeah. That's not a good sign. It's not a good sign.
What if we go out on an investigation and the first entities we see
are Steve us. And
Kyle from the future?
That'd be kind of cool.
Saying, get the fuck out of here, you losers.
I wouldn't be that mad. I wouldn't be that mad at all. I would be like, this is part of the course. This makes the most sense to me right now.
Because, I mean, I am a time traveler, technically. I have photo evidence of me traveling back in time.
I've seen it with my own eyes. I have it posted on Instagram.
For those of you that don't know, I have traveled back to about 93 as me now, late 30s, Steve. Back to 93 when I should have only been like 9-year-old Steve. And I'm in the background of a photo of my mom holding somebody's baby. I don't know who the fuck baby it is, but I'm also given the metal sign.
That's true.
Which I do on the regular.
Yep.
It's weird. My little sister found it and she goes, hey, this is you in a picture you're not supposed to be in. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, that's, isn't that you in the background? Isn't that you now in the background then?
It 100% is.
So time travel people who are creating time travel. Let's get this show on the road. Because apparently I have to go back. And I don't know what my purpose is.
Hopefully you do something cool.
Yeah, by give metal, just photo bomb people with metal signs.
I hope that's legitimately the only thing that you did with the ability to time travel. Is just go back to be in one picture and throw up the metal sign.
And now we would never know because the cycle's already happened.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, since we have the picture, time travel is already created. We just got to get to that point.
Yep.
Because I've already went back in time. I just have to... what if I have to continuously go back in time forever? We went back in time so me and Kyle could do this show.
Possible.
Creeper's right.
We have been told that we're soul brothers.
And we do this forever.
Yeah. That is what we were told. Weird.
That is weird.
Melts my brain a little bit.
El Camino is a time machine.
I hope so.
God, yes.
That would make the most sense.
Whoever is in, whatever government agency is in charge of time travel, please make that happen.
What, a El Camino is the time machine? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I second that.
Put the flux capacitor
in the
bed of the El Camino.
Way cooler than a DeLorean.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah. Now is then and then is now. Metal horns and mullets. Jeez. Time is a flat circle. We just keep living it over and over again. We just don't know.
Dealing with the fucking wind.
So there's that.
Yeah.
If I ever go back in time and I see you guys, give me a metal sign. What if? What if late 30s Steve went back in time to the early 90s to teach young Steve about the metal sign? And take young Steve a Limp Bizkit CD. So here you go, bud. You don't know what a CD player is yet, but you will.
Save this.
Here you go.
Listen to this.
Did I just unlock regress memories of meeting myself?
Yeah.
Listening to Limp Bizkit before the CD was ever written?
I think you did.
Mind fucking blown.
Oh, I love it.
I've solved it.
I love it.
I've solved the mystery of time travel and meaning in my life all in one live stream.
This is facts. I'm here to witness it.
I'm giving myself a headache. Lucky me.
Hell yeah. But all right, it's getting late.
Yeah.
I think it's time to
derail.
Shut her down.
We're going to wind it up here. We're going to wrap it up. So, thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Check out the normal content creators we kick it with in here. Because just do that. Y'all work hard.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Amberlynn. See? People get it. Until next time, check us out on Mondays for our regular shows. Tuesdays, you can hear this show in the future, which again confirms more time travel.
Right.
And stay safe and stay weird. Kick it with all our friends in the chat. And until we meet again, remember that the greatest award you can get as a journalist is to be unalived by the CIA.